A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for parts of the region until 8 p.m. tonight. Remember, a watch means conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms. A warning means there is a severe thunderstorm ongoing or it is imminent. The cold front will move across the region later this evening with a drier air mass moving in its wake. While it may be a little less humid, it won't be much cooler. Tuesday looks to see gusty westerly winds for some, plenty of sunshine, and highs in the 80s to near 90 degrees, with Wednesday looking very similar, except with a little less wind. The end of the week is looking unsettled, with a chance for showers and thunderstorms Friday through the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of South Dakota and Nebraska, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk across portions of the north and central Great Plains and the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Michigan, and there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Mid-Atlantic. The greatest potential for severe thunderstorms on our Tuesday will be across portions of South Dakota and Nebraska during the afternoon and evening. More isolated severe thunderstorms will be possible elsewhere across portions of the northern and central Great Plains, eastward to upper Michigan, and across parts of the Mid-Atlantic states. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 at Death Valley, California on Sunday to a low our Monday morning of 32 degrees at West Yellowstone in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be sunny and hot with a high near 95 degrees. In Boston, Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 93 degrees. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1963. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 46 set in 1953. Sunrise and sunset data for today, the 25th. Sunrise was at 5:40 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:23 p.m. And for tomorrow, sunrise at 5:41 a.m. and sunset at 8:22 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely this evening, then mostly clear overnight. Some of the storms may contain gusty winds and small hail. It'll be humid with lows in the mid-60s. For Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high in the mid-80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms this evening and then some clearing overnight. There'll be humid conditions with lows in the upper 60s, sunny on our Tuesday, hot too with a high in the lower 90s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms this evening, then turning mostly clear overnight. It'll be humid with lows in the mid-60s, sunny for Tuesday with a high in the low 80s. For the southern Catskills, the Deconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely this evening, then turning partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the upper 60s, and for Tuesday, sunny and hot with highs in the mid-80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely this evening, then turning mostly clear overnight. Lows in the upper 60s for our Tuesday, sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s, and winds could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, it'll be sunny and hot with highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. Partly sunny and hot on Thursday with highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms on Friday and Saturday with highs in the low and mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.